Our latest segments of Daily Bread have been focused on the dangers of being spiritually asleep, that is, being spiritually unconscious to the dangers that lie before us. Whereas the child of God is to be a light to the world, if the light is dim or nigh to being extinguished, one in such a condition has become spiritually careless and inactive in the Lord's service. This being the Lord's Day, we will consider two areas of carelessness that seem to be pervading the minds of religious people, especially on this day. Our first consideration is that of being asleep to opportunity. Of the kings of Israel, Moses said, "And it shall be when he setteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, out of that which is before the priest, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear Jehovah his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." Deuteronomy 17, 18 through 20. Would it not benefit every man to do the same for the same purpose? However, many in society are pacified to assemble for a bit of social interaction and a message, and then return to their lives until the next first day of the week rolls around. The Apostle Paul encouraged the brethren of Colossae, saying, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto God. And whatsoever ye do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Colossians 3, 16 through 17. Our second consideration involves the signs of being asleep to the devices of Satan and thereby careless and inactive in the things of God. One surefire sign of being spiritually asleep is a disinterest in Bible study. Our consideration of this subject began with the Apostle Paul saying, "Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee. Look therefore carefully how ye walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Ephesians 5, 14 through 17. If you are too busy for God, and too busy to study, as Jesus said concerning the word that I, Jesus, spake, "The same shall judge him in the last day," John 12, 48, then you are truly too busy. Or just maybe you know it all. You are secure in your understanding. You have no need to study God's word. Then you truly need to heed the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Knowing the season, that already it is time for you to awake out of sleep, that now is salvation nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." Romans 13, 11 through 14. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Solomon saying, "I went by the field of a sluggard, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns. The face thereof was covered with needles, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I beheld and considered well. I saw and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as a robber, and thy want as an armed man. Proverbs 24:30-34. Think not that this cannot happen spiritually.